Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So today's episode, we're going to be answering the question, what is the ideal setup for filming content on social media? That question has come from Kamal Metin, and Kamal says, what is the ideal setup for filming content for social media? He's a broker, obviously. Is there a specific resolution, camera, lighting, backdrop, casual or business? Look, there are so many variables, and you are right, my friend, you really are. There are lots and lots of variables, and so I'll answer all those questions for you. Now, the first thing to say is anything is better than nothing. Don't get caught up in worrying about the gear too much if you're starting out. I have clients of mine who do this, where they will procrastinate, they don't work, they don't do anything because they're too busy worrying about the microphones and the camera, and when I get the camera, I'll do it, and when I get this, I'll do it. And the truth is, it's practice. I didn't start that way. I started with an iPhone just propped up against a coffee mug, and it has evolved into my studio and into what I have now, but it didn't start that way at all. So don't worry about it. Just get it done, and you'll get, and getting done is better than perfect. You'll get better over time. Okay, so that's really important. Now, the next thing then to point out then, let's start talking about the specific resolution. So that's the first question. There is a specific resolution I would focus on. When you're on your phone, you want to be, when you're filming on your phone, if you're filming directly into your phone, you want to be trying to be film on HD, which would be 1080p. And if you're filming directly into Instagram or TikTok, you're not going to get that. You're probably going to be getting 720, which is a lower resolution. It's not a big deal, but it is possible. Now, some settings I would say, and I'm going to bring it up on here now. If you go onto your iPhone, I mean, if you're watching this, you'll be able to see. If you go on your iPhone, let me just bring that back up. You go on your iPhone and you go into the camera settings. There are some things that go across the bottom, so you're able to see video. There's actually, you can change the across the top, so it'll say HD on the top, and then it'll say 30. So you can change that HD. That's going to go to 4K. If I tap it again, it'll just go back to HD. HD is 1080p. 4K is overkill. You can also change it if you want to. There's a setting next to it, 30 frames per second or 60 frames. 60 frames creates a much more dynamic movement. It's like real, like you're there. 30 is a bit more cinematic. But something I really like, if you're an iPhone user, if you scroll over to the, then there's now a feature called cinematic. And cinematic is, it's, I'm trying to get it to come on, to go onto the screen so you can see it. So cinematic there you go, cinematic. Now cinematic will create, it's 30 FPS, so it will shoot in 30 frames per second, but it creates that blurred background that we all love. It's all on there. So if I was going to be shooting content now on my phone, I would shoot it on that cinematic feature, and then from there, I would chuck it in and edit it in whatever platform I'm editing. So now we're talking about cameras. Honestly, when it comes to cameras, I would literally be saying just your iPhone is fine. Your phone is fine. If you've got a Android, okay, cool. Good for you. I'm an Apple user and have been pretty much for many years. iPhones are better for this type of stuff. They have more apps available to them, and the camera quality can be pretty good. But again, it's your call, but phone is more than enough. If you want to go down the desktop route of recording videos on your desktop like YouTube, then yeah, you do need some more cameras and things. But realistically, you don't need to be getting to that point. No one needs to be worrying about YouTube until they've been doing their reels, their vertical content for about 6 to 8 months consistently and improving quality. Don't start on YouTube because that stuff is not as relevant. So that's quite important. Phone is more than enough. Good quality phone. They've got the features all built in there. There's tons of apps and things. And then we talk about lighting. So let's have a look at lighting. So when it comes to lighting, you want to have you need some form of basic lighting that's on your face. Now, a great easy one to do with this as a broker, if you want low budget, no budget really, is a window. So you just stand in front of a window, record with the window facing you, not the window behind you. So when I say stand in front of a window, stand in front of it when you're looking out the window and the camera is at the window. It's awful if you do it the other way around, because the window will create this weird halo kind of overexposed light behind you. But if the light is on your face from the sun and from the outside, that's fine. That's great, actually. That's some really good visuals. And the problem you have is depending on when you're doing it, if you do it in the winter like it is when I'm recording this one, you've got a very small window. If you're doing your content in the morning, when I make these podcasts, it's too dark for me to do that, and I wouldn't do that anyways. There's no windows in this room. There is, but it's all blacked out for that reason. So that's one of them. Outside of that, you can artificially do this by having a ring light in front of you. Ring light is absolutely fine, but you want some light on your face. You need light on your face. Now, you can get really deep into 3-point light systems and the system, the lighting that I have in this office, in this studio, in order to create depth and moody lighting, but that's really not important as a broker at all, not unless you're getting into it later on. So just right now, just camera in front of a window, or buy yourself a £20, £30 ring light from Amazon that holds the phone and it's right in front of you. That's more than enough. Backdrop. Yes, backdrop is important, very important actually. Pick a place that is not overly crazy, that is not overly it's not lots of stuff happening. That's quite a bit of a problem. I see, just pick a nice subtle place. Don't have it plain white walls, boring black walls, boring blue walls, boring. Have something going on in the background, but just not crazy amounts of stuff. Some of the best ones is literally just, if you're in your office, like your lounge or something is fine with the backdrop behind it, just something going on. Remember with backdrops that the more you include in it, the more you're giving away about your personality, both good and bad. So that's something that you should be aware of. If you have a house and it is an absolute dump, then you're giving away bad signals. But if you've got like a nice space, it's all lovely, it's not, then use that too. Cars is really good for this, by the way, because cars have the windows, they have the lights on your face, and the car seats and everything are very nice normally, depending on where you sit. I've got like a Mercedes with leather seats, so it looks nice if I do that. So that's always a good one to do. Cars are really good for backdrops. Casual or business look. So this comes down to what you want to do, but whatever you do, stick to one. So I actually work with a client right now where he wears a suit, and when I went through his content, he had a suit, and then he was wearing t-shirts, and then he was back to a suit, and we were going back and forth, and I actually said to him, and when we started working together, I was like, pick one. Because the problem is, people start to know you for something. And so like with me, I'm known for a certain level of like casual, smart casual kind of look, or just a casual grays, whites, blacks, like in the way that the clothes I wear. That's my look. And I think if I started now wearing suits and stuff, you'd be like, what is going on? So you have to make sure that you stick to a look. Casual is great. Business is great. It doesn't really matter. People misunderstand this and they're like, no one wants to do mortgages with guys in a suit. That's not true. That is not true. It's actually, people want to do mortgages with the person they build a lot of trust with. All you have to do is go and see Anthony McQuillan from Bolt Mortgages. He wears a 3-piece suit every single day, looks as sharp as a tack, and he's amazing. Like he's amazing. He crushes it. He's a wonderful guy. And so that you can see, like, it's not about the suit. It's about the brand. And he's consistently in the brand. Now, when I see Anthony make videos, if I see photos of him with a t-shirt, for example, it's quite weird, actually. I'm like, oh, that's not how he should look, because of that reason. So it is really important to factor those things in, is that what are you going to wear? So in summary then, Kamal, hopefully that answers all your questions there, is realistically, just do what works for you. The final words for this episode is very much like, all that stuff I've just said there, and that is just scratching the surface. I go way deeper into like ISO settings and cameras, but none of it matters. None of it matters. What actually matters is making sure that you are making the content. And the quality of the content is in the information, not in the presentation. All right? It's really important to understand. If you can get that right, you'll do really well. Anyway, if anyone else got another question you'd like answering on the show, be sure to drop me a DM on social media, on any platform. Just say, got a question for the show, and ask the question, and I'll answer it here in depth for you. Anyway, have a wonderful day, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.